Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Two pizzas with 10 toppings for $9.99? That's impossible.
Anything's possible. I taught my dog to say I love you.
It is May 1991, and you have cash to burn. You could spend it on a Karl Lagerfeld molten gold bodysuit. Or a bathing suit the New York Times swears will cover, quote, a multitude of sins. Or some purpley brown lipstick that's in vogue, or a push-up bra, because, man, these fashion magazines sure are pushing for a vaudeville vampire look. But you have to stop caring too much about all that while you have 300 important dollars. You've decided at least 10% should go to charity, and another 10% should go to your sex pot. We all know what a sex pot is, because we all have one. That's the shoebox under your bed that you store cash in for the day you find a mature boyfriend or partner who will want to go to Spencer's with you and buy some toys like handcuffs or suggestive eight balls or maybe underwear made of fruit roll-ups. Isn't that the most adult thing you could imagine? The other 80% you were just about to start figuring out when you realized you haven't read every other page of your favorite magazine. So it's that time when you read it out of order, focusing only on the fashion articles and advertisements until you feel very confused about whether or not you are pretty cool or confident. Yes, it's time to
Listen to Sassy.
I immediately scrambled to Wikipedia to see if Spencer's actually existed in 1991 because I was unsure. Mm-hmm. Started in 1947.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I would have guessed Spencer's has always been there.
Here's a real trivia nugget, especially for this time of year. What does Spencer's also own? What is a company under the Spencer's umbrella?
Pacific Sun?
Hot Pacific Topic Sunwear? Or Claire's?
It's not something that you get at a mall.
Oh.
But it's something that you have at least one of around you for now.
A TV company?
Credit card or a driver's license? A fundamental right?
They also sell shitty clothes of a type.
Victoria's Secret?
Not in a mall.
They sell shitty
They come and go.
Clothes,
got
bras.
One in some derelict building right now, but come November 1st.
Oh, like Party City?
Spirit Halloween?
Spirit Halloween.
When you said they come and go, I was like, oh, tampons.
not
Why would you think that? They only go one way for you. You just stuff them up there and they just last up
come
there forever.
Come on in and make her grin.
Mm-hmm.
New shirt.
Welcome back, Pam.
Thank you. As I was saying to Tara earlier, you can tell I returned from a vacation in Mexico because I've picked up a little accent.
Yes. You eating your enchiladas.
I was in Guadalajara.
Drinking mojitos.
Mojitos.
Sí. Guadalajara is known for being the invention, like the birthplace of tequila and mariachis.
Okay,
That's what you're going to get.
Sounds like a party town.
Mm-hmm. It was fun. A lot of restaurants had.
Did you know that when we were in Tucson, we were staying in the hotel that was hosting the members of the mariachi convention happening at the Civic Center next door?
Yep. That's fun.
They actually had a sign that said, if you mariachi guys want to play in the lobby just this once, it's okay.
Yeah.
No takers. They're like, I play a lot at work. I don't want to take
I'm
work.
I'm at work.
Yeah. This is me time.
As I posted at the time, this is either act one of a horror movie or act three of a rom-com, having the mariachi convention in your hotel.
Yeah. I want to talk about the clip at the beginning just for a second. Mm-hmm. I remember this commercial.
Yeah. Same.
Is it Domino's?
It's Little Caesars.
Little Caesars.
And it's like a triptych of people not believing the price of pizza and then somebody saying something like, well, would you believe this? And
yeah,
the dog one was the one I chose.
Nice. I remember the lady. And then that dog is sampled in a Beastie Boys song.
Really?
No.
Oh, nobody knows this? Mm-mm. Okay. To where I was going to be like, it's Sure Shot. It's the beginning of Sure Shot.
Okay.
Check your head. And I was just like, did you put that in, Dave, or is that what they're sampling at the beginning of Sure Shot?
I didn't know that.
Hmm. My grandmother also taught her dog to say, I love you. Fun fact.
Because she was lonely?
I think, yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with that.
That's the better version.
May 1991, fashion, etc. Our cover model is Chandra. They just say Chandra, I think, but it's Chandra West. She went on to be an actor. She's been in the magazine a bunch of other times, and they note that on the About Face page. She was in the Twin Peaks story recently-ish, portraying Audrey in their little fashion story. But I have more fun facts about Chandra. She's Canadian. We claim her. She's from Alberta, so we semi-claim her. She has been married to Mark Tinker since 2005. That's approximately 500 years in show business. He's a TV producer. His credits include St. Elsewhere, L.A. Law, Deadwood, and LOL, John from Cincinnati. And Mary Tyler Moore was his stepmother, wow. Although I think they were divorced by the time he and Chandra got together. So she was probably never her stepmother-in-law. But yeah, that's what's up with Chandra.
Not Chandra? Because I always known them as Chandras.
I don't know.
Okay.
They give credit to her hair and makeup team here, but both sound like names you make up when you're about to be arrested for something. Sandrine Van Slee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was great in Land of the Lost.
Yes, she was the Sleeslack. And Colleen Creighton. Mm-hmm.
Colleen with two Creighton.
C's. Two C's, two L's, two E's, Colleen Creighton, and my best friend Sandrine Van Slee.
The craziest thing about this is that every single, because usually when they say all the makeup credits, it's all the same brand for a reason. And all of these this month are Coty. Coty. Mm. So I was going through the whole issue looking for like some kind of two-page big Coty spread of why they're kissing Coty's ass so hard. Mm. There's not a single Coty ad in this whole damn magazine. Mm.
Check out next month, maybe.
Yeah, good
Is
point.
It called Coty because it's makeup and you coat yourself with it?
Yes.
You are the Coty.
They had the cute powder containers.
Yes, they did.
Sandrine Van Slee is on Instagram if you want to check her out. Still doing it.
That's it? That's all you got? Her Instagram? Wow. Somebody's sleeping on the
Pam
job.
Pam has her home address. She's just keeping it
little,
to herself.
Too many mojitos. Not enough doxing.
You know, when you travel, you get perspective.
Really?
Yeah. Fashion feature number one is called Outside for photographers Stephen Miller.
Were you able to read this one, Tara?
Was I able to read it?
Yeah. You know, like a vampire can't see himself in the mirror, but you can't read things that say outside.
I don't know what you're talking. There was a fashion feature number one. I don't know. That's none of my business.
Yeah. What are these clear pages all about?
Look, I go outside plenty.
No, you don't.
I go outside just fine.
When's the last time you went outside?
I walked the dogs with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
She sure didn't answer a when. You could have walked the dogs at any point in history.
Saturday?
Listeners, it is deep into Tuesday.
It is Tuesday night. But listen, I have also been outside. I was outside with the dogs. I sent you photos of them basking.
You know what I mean.
I was basking in the sun, too.
You don't get to claim going outside to let the dog shit in the yard is going outside.
Look.
I had a big hike. I went from one side of the yard to the other side of the yard to make sure Sandy didn't get into any mischief.
I walked on the treadmill today. It's hot out. It's hot. I don't like it.
Anyways, that's why Tara can't contribute to the segment.
Listen, I would have gone to the grocery store, but you're the one who got up at 5 a.m. yesterday and went before I was even awake. So what does that
I'm
leave
sorry?
Me to do?
If you're just joining
Pam
us on
choose
my...
a side. No, Pam, choose a side.
Pam doesn't have to choose a side. Poop. She's on your side, obviously.
Obviously. Listen,
if you're just joining us on My Favorite Marriage, we are in the middle of some hot goss. Is the backyard technically outside if you're only out there because another animal that depends on you for survival needs to shit?
Yeah. I'm just out there for
going
like
outside.
10 minutes.
All right, let's reset this, guys.
It's hot.
Here they come, clickety clack down the track. It's lots and lots of prey.
Fashion feature number one is a hot topic around here, outside. And But anyway, it's a hootenanny of prints this spring, says the copy. Madras, plaid, stripes, and checks. Pair them wisely, grab some buds, gas up the turnip truck, and frolic in the road. So yes, this is what every teen is hoping to read. Mm-hmm. On this first page, this girl's wearing carpenter pants, which I've forgotten about how cool these were. Carpenter pants had a loop for your nothing, your hammer, I guess, that you carried around.
Yeah.
And then you would unbutton the top and you would roll down the things just to show that you had a belly button. Mm-hmm. It says here she's bowling, but this is bocce. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
What do you think they do? Do they botch it? Mm-hmm. There is a version of this photo on the table of contents and the caption there is, I'm a model. I'm going to hurl this bocce ball. So I guess it's hurling according to Sassy.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what turnip truck everybody's getting on. So why not also play some bocce? I don't know.
Yeah.
This look about rolling down your jeans came back a couple of years ago when we were figuring out whether or not we were going to wear jeans again after the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really a fan of oops, my pants fell. But yeah. I did do it when I was younger.
Oops, my pants fell.
My pants are falling.
The least successful Captain Crunch cereal variant yet. Because the box art, you saw Captain Crunch's wang and it was like too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is a great fashion story. I like almost every look in it, but I will say it is also very commercial. Page 45, they look like Abercrombie and Fitch. Yep. And page 46, they look like J. Crew.
They all got the Beach Boy going to the beach truck wagon deal with the picket fence.
Yeah, I guess that's the turnip truck we heard tell of.
Oh, it is cute. It's cute. I couldn't do any of this. I couldn't do any of this. And
why?
Also, oh, well, first of all.
Okay, maybe not the bra top.
Yeah, but these pants, these shorts that were popular, I mean, I guess people are still wearing. Shorts look ridiculous on me anyway, but like these shorts, I would wear plaid skirts. That's
yeah, you could
it.
Wear those.
The plaid skirts, but all the other denim stuff, I don't know. It just doesn't work out. Mm. It just doesn't work on me. I don't know.
Okay.
I feel weird when I'm in like shorts and flat shoes, like sneakers. Mm-hmm. I just look like your camp counselor.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is, if I may, if you have the same problem I do, that is not being tall, mm-hmm. even though I think you're taller than I am. Shorts too long. Got to wear short shorts.
Yeah. Well, shorter right. shorts.
Yeah. I got to gam it up and I don't really want to because you have to walk. And when you're walking with your legs exposed, it's a lot.
I came to this realization in the second half of the summer of my 53rd year. Mm-hmm. And so I got some shorter shorts, but I can't wear them this year because my legs are so white in the difference between these long shorts and short shorts that it really looks like I'm melting somehow. Like
I've never noticed that.
A little
your legs are fine.
You don't notice because you're not outside.
It's outside is where that happens.
Well, I see you when you're wearing them in the house.
A band, but while Cody is not an ad that we'll see anywhere in here, Banda Soleil must have paid $60 to be on every other.
Whoa!
Didn't have a lot of
in $1991 dollars. Holy shit!
I don't know what Sassy was doing that they could give this much pages to Banda Soleil. Mm-hmm. They're mentioned constantly in the copy. There's ads. There's like a contest. And here they say, protect your face with Banda Soleil Sport Lotion and SPF 8 or 15. That's so funny. 8. Can you imagine? You just have to never stop circling 8 on your face the whole time you're outside.
Might as well just have somebody spit on you. Same thing.
Yeah. Fashion feature number 2 is...
Number blue.
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 It's all swimsuits and they're all blue.
Blue.
They didn't, you know what? Credit to them. They did not do this one in sepia tone or black and white. We
That's
can
true.
Actually see the blue.
We can see it's all blue and it definitely is.
But this copy begins with getting wet here.
Yeah.
You know, because it's on this page. Getting wet here, and then the other one is getting dry there, and
your vagina.
yeah, getting hot here, getting cool there, like all of it is. These are, come on now, you know who's dry, who's reading this. Getting sandy here. Anyway, that's all. I didn't really get past this copy. It's terrible.
Most of these, I would say, are pretty cute. I think this one in the bottom right on page 60. Looks like it's from a mom, a 1991 mom, not a mom of today who's cool like
the,
Pam.
Oh, the bottom right one looks like it was made with Kai Power Tools from Photoshop from the era. If anybody knows that program, you're looking at this, you're like, oh, fuck.
And then if you flip on to page 63, you got a girl in a Janssen two-piece. It's just plain blue. It's a little bit gathered on the top, and it's got a bow in the middle.
Being slowly attacked by a tree.
Being slowly attacked by a tree, which will happen to you if you go to the beach, if you go outside, like a chump.
Another reason not to go outside, trees.
Anyway, I knew I'd seen this swimsuit before, and I was sure it was the one that Brenda wears in the season 2 and later opening credits of 90210. But it's not. It's one Jenny Garth wears, and it's in season 2, episode 3, which she was probably shooting at the time this photo shoot happened. Like, because that was the summer season, and they probably shot it in, you know, March or something. So these are probably contemporaneous. So confirmed. And thank you to the pervs who confirmed this with multiple shots of Jenny Garth
from
that
episode.
They do.
They're diligent. They're thorough. And they're there when you need them.
Would we have an internet without pervs? That's the question.
They drive technology.
They certainly do.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever actually seen anyone wear a floral bathing cap?
I had one as a kid. I really did. It was my grandma's.
Look at this face. You are being judged, Tara.
When I say I was a kid, I was in like grade one. Like I'm really a young child.
You should describe this because when you said floral bathing cap, I didn't actually realize the flowers were in relief.
Oh yeah, they weren't on mine. It was just a rubber bathing cap, but it was like patterned. It was like a, 3D sort of relief.
The one in the magazine here looks like paper crafts I would do in grade 3.
Yeah, it wasn't like
that.
Stuck to a head.
Yeah, she's in a Hollywood musical set in a pool. But
you'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate.
So,
starting here, starting now. My cap is made out of roses.
The question
is, if it were green, it's what Dave just pulled out of his teeth before we started.
Hey, that was personal.
The question is, did I have a giant head or did my grandma have a tiny head? And the answer is,
I wasn't going to ask it,
both.
So I'm so glad you brought it up.
Both.
Because this is all I've just been sitting here thinking, when a six-year-old borrows her grandma's bathing beauty cap, what's the physics involved? Did you ask?
No, she gave it to me so that I didn't have wet hair, which I don't even know why she bothered. They don't work. But because it was like swimming lessons during school. So you would go to a different school, go in the pool and then go back and have a whole rest of the day at school, in elementary school. But what I don't understand is why she ever had one to begin with, because my entire life, I never saw my grandma go into a body of water past her knees.
Well, why do you need shoes? She's probably wondering.
Well,
same thing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Next, called Don't Forget to Write. This is, I guess they're saying this is what's going to be the next trend, and it's all prints.
Shit on clothes.
With shit on clothes. Shit on clothes that's like someone sent you some pictures, or they wrote you a postcard, or they're like
postmarks on your postcards.
Went to the vexillology convention.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Little vacations on your clothes. I did not remember this was a thing until I saw a dress where I was like, wait, I sewed pajamas. I can't remember if it was pajamas. They were petal pushers and then like a top that was a button down in this like postcard and like pink stripes. Completely forgot that I did it until I saw this dress in the middle that is pretty close to what that fabric was, if I remember correctly. I still like all this stuff, like old photographs.
Me too.
But you know, when you reach this age, you can't do it. You just can't. I mean, maybe like sparingly, but I can't wear like this postcard baby doll dress in public.
Because I think you could.
No, I'm very center square, like so easily. I'm just like, like you have to. I'm very aware of it. I'm very aware of it. I have too much personality at this age for that much print.
Pam's a lot.
Here's something. Pam's a lot. Here's something Tara brought up that I was at the Emmys recently. And someone put on my Facebook page, like, oh, wearing a print at night is a bold choice. I didn't know that. Whoa. I didn't know I was doing something wrong.
No, that's not true. Who said that?
Some bitch.
No!
You say that, and then she's like, it was my mom.
No, well.
Stop defending Pam. She fucked up, and she has to learn.
She did not.
This all feels like an extension of the 80s. I'm going to wear a burlap sack with a sugar label on it. Mm-hmm. Remember those? Those shorts?
Yeah, you know what I discovered when I watched Olive Gidget recently is they had those in the 60s, really? Too. They had surfer guys, like the cool surfer guys wearing shorts made out of those sugar sacks.
Mm-hmm. I was just wearing a shirt. Clearly, the last week we were recording where I was wearing a shirt made out of that flower sack stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
I think this is still cool. And I think you could wear it.
Pam's just fashion crimes all over the place this week.
I threw some links in there for if you're into it, too. There's stuff you could buy at different price points.
Nice.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Our first beauty feature this month is the 1940s. It just says 40s, but the 1940s were Stephen Miller was really busy this issue.
Stephen Miller with a V, different Stephen Miller.
Yes, yes. If only he was the only one we ever knew about. So this is about looking very 40s with short, neat oval shapes to your fingernails. Tara approved, some might say. Very, very red polish and an enormously glamorous twist. No polish at all on the white half moons at the base of the nails.
No.
I can't even. How do you ask for that? How do they do it? Do they put tape on your half moons?
I'm
how
sure.
do you?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I've seen that tape before because they have it for if you're giving yourself a French manicure, you do it on the tips as well, which I also think is tacky. Sorry.
Well, anyway, it's red, red, red. Lots of lipstick, lots of lips, a lot of, Cupid's bow lips. And then they talk a little bit about how to curl your lashes. The patent illustration for the eyelash curler, I went on a little deep dive because I was just wondering how long and why. This is the only tattoo I've ever
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Look how cool that
is. Yeah, that's really cool.
This looks like it's a side one that you would like squeezy, like it's out to the, like an eyeglass pincher. But that's cool looking.
So page 56 is like a grid of 9 photos that are sort of your, some are products and some are just inspo, but they say in the blurb at the bottom, line your upper lash line, curl your lashes, lots of mascara, lots of liner. With such dark eyes, true beauties of the decade kept their faces pale and impossibly matte. No, 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 you can't say that. No, Sassy, no, 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 no. True beauties weren't all pale, thank you. Take this one back to the copy room and try again.
What is that, a close-up of picture 8?
Silencers. For guns.
They killed
a lot of people in the parties.
Beside the camera?
Curlers,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they're curlers. They're metal curlers? Metal hair curlers.
Yeah.
Curlers.
Like maybe you'd heat them up.
They do look like grenades.
I don't think you could heat them
of
up.
Some sort. Wait! You didn't find out who won World War II! We did!
Yay! About face. Over to page 14. Right in the middle. To order some Frizzy's hair defluffer, call 1-800-521-3189. I'm gonna, because I still use Frizzy's. I used Frizzy's aerosol hairspray today. I use it all the time and
a lot.
However much hairspray you think I use, three times as much as you think.
Did you, like, you've just always stuck with it? Like, you've never not had a Frizzy's?
No, I didn't always use it, but since my hair has been this length and since I've had bangs, I have learned the only way to make my hair at all manageable is shit ton of aerosol hairspray.
Is it Peter DeLuise?
I think he's probably calling Frizzy's.
I was, but I missed the start. Here we go.
Thank you for calling John Frieda Consumer Care Center. We are sorry, but our offices are now closed. Our regular office hours are Monday.
It's still them.
Still them.
Amazing.
Raider tip! Raider tip! From Kethera.
Kethera?
Kethera. From Kethera, Nebraska.
She's great in Thundercats.
Don't care for that.
I have a way to color light-colored hair. Take a packet of Kool-Aid, add 6 cups of water, no sugar, stir, then plug your sink. Lean forward and pour the Kool-Aid over your head. Let the ends soak. Fill a cup with Kool-Aid from the sink and pour it over the rest of your hair. Do this for a minute or two, then stand up, blow dry, and voila, you have an inexpensive, radical new hair color that washes out the next time you shampoo. Caution, cherry Kool-Aid only comes out after 2 shampoos. Caution 2, Kool-Aid stains, so wear old clothes and use an old towel. Caution 3, do it at someone else's house on a slumber party or you are in trouble.
Caution 4, they already told us to do this with cranberry juice in that whole story last year about DIY this and that. Make your lipstick last by mixing the teeny tiny bits at the end with chapstick or
whatever. Caution 5, else. Don't do this against an external wall. Oh yeah!
It didn't really work very well, too.
I can't imagine it makes it that.
No.
Unless you have, like, white hair and you use, like, blue Kool-Aid and you look slightly blue after, like, you just put one layer of cellophane tape around something or a saran wrap around something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What you really want to do is take a Bic pen, get all the ink out of it and use that.
Mm-hmm.
That'll probably work better.
Color your hair with a highlighter.
Really? Like, you mean like a pen highlighter?
Yeah, that might work. Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was a secret, a teen secret. Okay. You're just making up shit.
Just making up shit. Hey, you know who else is just making up shit? Kethera in Nebraska.
No.
It's pronounced Nebraska. I put white out in my hair. Tutti Frutti, your face. The new spring and summer makeup lines would make Carmen Miranda's heart skip a beat.
Is Tutti Frutti, your face, something sexual? Search.
It does sound really dirty. Oh, yeah. Well, Tutti Frutti, your face.
All the fruit salad inspired shades come in your way. Max Factor's Watermelon Collection, Flame Glow's Natural Glow, Natural Fruit Flavor Lip Gloss. I think Flame Glow might want to take a look at that one again. Flame Glow's Natural Glow, Natural Fruit Flavor Lip Gloss.
Yeah, it's too much.
And Prescriptive's Rouge for Lips and Orange Pop. And of course, Tutti Frutti. I just wanted to say all hail the original that made you sticky, goopy, and delicious. Kissing Potion.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that felt like you had a rollerball of just goop.
Yep.
Put it on your face, put your skates on, go
so
to town.
So viscous.
Very viscous.
Softer skin steps. Why is everything on this page a tongue twister? This is the little blurb where they say the folks at Oil of Olay swear you should always smooth on moisturizer with your ring finger to ensure a light touch that won't needlessly stretch or stress your delicate skin, and also pat it, don't smear it, because that's how you actually get it to go in. And the ring finger tip is like the splash your face 20 times tip, where it's just like one of those things you read once and you're like, oh, of course. And then it's just in your mind for the rest of your life.
Forever. Just dap, dap, dapping. Yep.
That's the experience of reading this magazine again later in life, is to really remember where all of this initially came from.
super natural lashes. Maybelline's new Perfectly Natural mascara comes in, you guessed it, perfectly natural colors, including three shades of black, very black, brownish black, and soft black. Mm-hmm. What's soft black here?
Dark gray.
Let's call it charcoal.
I didn't name it. I'm just telling you.
Sounds like the color is getting pushed around and bullied a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably
don't
is.
Don't like it.
What about soft brown? You don't have a problem with soft brown, just soft black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, soft brown is what?
Soft brown is what you're aiming for if you're getting enough mm-hmm. fiber, like Dave, when the thing he took out of his teeth.
Hey-o!
Hey-o!
It's natural. It's natural. Ready? Are we ready for some ads?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Jolynn, 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 Jolynn. It's probably the only reason I clicked it. But no, here mm-hmm. it is. So on the other side of Say What is just two Saturday Night Live characters, both played by Kristen Wiig.
Mm-hmm. Going, oh, what I was going to say one is Kristen Wiig and the other is Nora Dunn.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. That is Nora Dunn with the cup. The oldest ladies ever are having a chat on the pages of Sassy yep. about what is Jolynn?
Can you describe what it is one word at a time, slowly?
What do you mean?
Well, what is
Read
Jolynn?
This slowly?
Slowly, one word at a time.
It's
right in the box.
Bleach.
Is that what you mean? You fucked it up. All right,
what are you talking about?
All right,
what
let's do that again. About? Describe what it is one word at a time according to the box.
Oh, okay, I see. Lightens?
Oh, the box.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, never mind.
I wasn't.
Never mind. Forget it. Moment's passed.
Okay.
What were you trying to make us do?
I wanted you to say cream. I was going to go yum and then bleach.
Oh, I see.
I can leave all this in now to see the comedy opportunity that's been wasted here because you guys couldn't read a fucking box.
Okay. Sometimes you ask us real questions and expect us to answer, like, for example, what's soft black? So I didn't know.
Just intuit the difference.
Just go tutti frutti your face.
Yeah, tutti frutti your face.
So what is it? So the other lady leans in and she goes, it's a bleach that lightens hair on your face, arms, body, anywhere you need paling.
Paling.
And then the other goes, does it really work? And she's like, of course. And it's easy to use. And then they show a picture of the box for Jolynn cream.
Mm. Yum.
Bleach.
Ugh.
Then it says lightens excess dark hair. Uh-huh. So I don't know how it knows.
Well,
and then it says it's
I think
even
that's
easier to
that's
recognize.
Its way of saying please don't put us on your cubes.
That's the secret of it. It does judgment calls.
Even easier to recognize for the store nearest you, write or call, which is very quaint. Anyway, just these old biddies over here talking about, like, did you get this at Target? It's a bleach wherever you need paling. Paling.
It was really nice of you to put out this small vase with three flowers in it for our afternoon tea. Mm-hmm. Oh, biscuits. Thank
tin.
You. Who would have mind one?
Yes. Her sewing tin, and then I don't know what's on the side over there. Who knows? A box of
I think it's more of those silencers from the 40s, Pam.
Yes.
These gals were in the war. They each killed at least three Nazis.
Are you saying, Tara, you would not put this on pubes?
Pubes.
Pubes.
Would you put bleach on pubes?
Do you mean would one do it or would I do it?
Well, you said it's important not to, they mean don't put it on your... That's what you said. I think you said your pubic hair.
Yeah, no, and I said pubes. I don't think you're supposed to use it on your pubes.
Oh, you're right. I just went to the website.
It says in big block letters at the top in red, don't use it on your pubes.
Pam.
It does. It does. But it also wants you to know that they now have an easy mix cup, which sounds grosser than I'm sure it is. No drip.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's true. It says it. Says it right here. Note in all caps. Mm-hmm. It is not for use on pubic hair.
Wow.
No, because it would get on your skin. That's sensitive. That's a sensitive area.
Mm-hmm. Your vagina.
Yeah. I mean, it's your vulva,
you
technically.
See,
but yes.
I didn't know. All right.
Aunt Gladys, get out of here.
For some reason, it lets you do it on your eyebrows. That seems dangerous. Yeah. That's real close to your eyes. So who knows?
Well. I was about to say they let you put wax there, but they let you put wax in the pubes too.
You're
so what do
say,
I know?
Well, they're the vagina.
Oh, Next.
Talk about a soft brown.
Get yourself together. I still gotta eat dinner.
Oh. Isn't that, God. Oh.
That's not getting yourself together. That's getting yourself apart.
Okay. All right. Proceed.
All right. You're next. Oh.
Proceed.
Pages 12 and 13.
Oh my God.
What is it? Oh, yeah. Pages 12 and 13 are for L'Oreal Root Boost, Root Boost and Tutti Fruity Uniquely Mega Spritz Spray.
Yeah.
I don't know really what the. I don't really know what this product does. I just want to bring up the fact that this lady's hair is really fucked up.
It's so tall.
What is going on?
She's got a lion's mane. She has hair.
A bun cake over her head, like a crown.
Yeah, she's auditioning to be in like the touring company of the B-52s with this hair.
And look at her face. She's so fucking smug about it, too. Fuck she you, is. Lady.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty smug. She got some root boosting boogie in her head.
These are the last days of having this hair. That's the 90s are going to hit her hard with everyone having flat grunge hair instead.
Oh, and they also decided to just go with every pitch for the copy here. Every pitch is in. Only Mega Spritz knows how. Root boost it. Put hold right where lift starts at the roots. Reroute those roots up and out and the lift goes with the flow. Create the latest high styles. Make up sweet up. Hold Studio Line's Mega Spritz makes you the tops. Just do it. All of them. We're not picking one. We can't choose.
I also don't think you can bend like this. I'm trying to do her pose with my shoulder around. Does not
no, that
look...
is too far. That is too far.
It looks strange. Ugh,
that's a prop shoulder.
Yeah.
They brought in a prop shoulder. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get into the 9,000 pages of Bande de Soleil. But this first one, page 22.
First of all, French quiz. What does that mean, Pam?
The sun's...
Do you want me to tell you?
No, let her answer first.
Let me answer. Let me try. It's
Bain
like
de Soleil.
Bain de Soleil. It's not getting rid of the sun, right? Because it says Bain de Soleil or ban the sun. But they don't mean this means ban the sun.
That's
they mean
right.
You use Bain de Soleil or you're banning the sun.
Yes.
Is it a blanket?
Sunbathe. Ban is bath.
Oh, so it's just a sunbath.
So it's, yes, bathe in the
suntan lotion for your sun.
We all learned something today.
We did.
Bath of sun. So sunbathe.
Here they have SPFs up to 4.
Wow.
So it's either buy this product, which, by the way, you can see is just, it's oil. It's suntan oil.
Yeah,
it's not just sunscreen. Oil. Or, you know, just put milk on you. Why not?
A couple pages later, Bande de Soleil says, ordinary sunscreens claim waterproof protection for only 80 minutes. Bande de Soleil Sport Lotion lasts 6 hours.
It sure does
SPF.
Not.
It sure does not. And it is an SPF of 15.
No. No.
Does this contain PABA?
Probably.
No, it says PABA free at the bottom. I don't even know what that is.
Oh.
Something like parabens?
Maybe that's what people were worried about before PBAs?
PABA is...
Baba, can you hear me?
Baba ganoush, delicious dish.
I don't think I'm going to look anything up now that I have accidentally went into like big plastic and told everyone that plastic bags are bad.
Yeah, sorry.
We're still sorting out that lawsuit.
Sorry about that. From page 33 to 36, and if you didn't have the physical issue, you might not know, this is a special advertising section where the pages are like a different size. They're slightly smaller to set them apart and on a different paper stock. But this is all Kmart outfits starring Miss Teenage America, Elizabeth Knuckles. You may have seen her in the Sonic the Hedgehog movies. Just kidding. This is a different Elizabeth Knuckles.
Why, you don't like the Kmart? We're going to have to send Liz Knuckles after you.
The problem with this, and they are trying. They are really trying. But every single one of these, if you didn't know it was a Kmart ad, you would still know it was a Kmart ad because all of these look like they're from Kmart. And that's not to say that you have to spend a lot of money to look cute. You don't. But there are ways to mix and match this stuff that makes it look less cheap and shitty. Mm. And they haven't. They've just put everything everywhere instead of trying to have a proper stylist on here.
Speaking about shitty, what about that first photo?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's trying to take a dump in the creek.
Yeah. At least they seem to have sent her somewhere nice, you know?
Tropical creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she also went to Guadalajara.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's like that song, Shit in Paradise.
Yeah.
The outfits on page 36 are just my nightmare. It's just what my mom would have bought me saying, this is what you guys like, oh, right? Like the yes. shoulder pads and then the trim on the t-shirt.
Yep. The tiny floral print.
Ugh. These shoes in particular are always, these people have such dirty feet in yep. these shoes. It's just dirt collectors. And then you take it off and you have this pattern on your foot.
Yep. And the white stays white for about 3 hours.
Can I tell you something about Pam? I mean, not about Pam, but about me and Pam's relationship. Whenever meet Pam in real life, I take a moment and I look down to see if I'm wearing sandals or not. And if I am wearing sandals, I change into shoes. Because Pam hates seeing people's feet.
It's not true. I just think it's irresponsible. I think it's a dangerous thing you're doing with yourself by walking out with your foot exposed in these major cities. You know, they take these shoes off and then they climb on your bed because that's all you have in your room when you're hanging out. You have your bed and then they're in there with their dirty toes up in your shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, wanted to let everyone know, in case they were getting ready to call the sassy hotline, that they do have some new rules because people were calling. And so now they limit 2 calls per week and you got to get your parents' permission before you call. I don't know how they can track that.
What
honestly.
Happened? Somebody fucked
people
up.
We're calling too many times.
Somebody
because
got
they are like, just call. I mean, it is this one really can keep you for like 15, 20 minutes with all the things they're offering here where you can listen to some gossip. You can take some quizzes. You can get a horoscope. You can leave us just a long message for help or whatever. And you can just talk about anything.
Start of that really sounded like the continuation of Papa, Can You Hear Me?
Yes, it did. You can leave a message.
All right. Moving on to better things. It's a towel.
Yum.
It's a sack.
Ugh.
This also sounds like an insult on the level of tutti frutti your face.
She's a real sack towel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all towel except for her sack.
It's a towel. It's a sack. You're both wrong. It's a sea sack. Oversized beach towel made of quality terry velour. Pulls up easily into a beach bag. Be cool by the pool. Have fun in the sun with sea sack patent pending.
Lady Bindles.
Yeah.
A towel with some strings on it. You can just lay down and then you can zip it up for a mere $25
wow.
plus $2.50.
That's a lot of money.
Shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money now for that piece of shit. Never
That's
mind 91.
Much.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Look at the lady holding the sea sack.
Yeah.
This is so sad.
Look at this beagle underneath it judging you.
Yeah.
It's true.
Sharon, why did you spend all that money on this piece of crap?
Oh, God. If every week we were only doing these ads in the get it in the mail section, I'd be just fine with that. Underneath boyfriend wrap, which I could just do again if you wanted, we have the picture this deco photo pin.
Yeah.
Now, just do yourselves a favor. If you don't use the visual aids all that often, here is one. Because on the left, we have a trapped soul that we were supposed to save
yep.
for $8 back in 1991.
Yes, this
Her
looks
name
like
is Rose or Emerald. I don't know.
This is 100% a trapped soul. This is an enchanted object yeah. from a Julio Torres project.
My first thought was, yeah, something like that is something from that movie, The Cell. With
yeah.
The- Or it is a priestess from the Dune universe.
It also, in a way, reminds me of the laughing baby son from Teletubbies.
Yes. Yes.
It's too
yes.
much face and not enough, like, rest of the head.
Mm-hmm.
And then the couple on the right are the villains of Superman.
Superman 2.
Like, they're just yep. flinging away. Yes.
They're headed to the Phantom Zone.
Yeah.
Their names are Gray or Emerald.
I've...
And
kneel before Gray. Remember that famous line?
I've blown it up so much that I'm sure this is like Stephanie Kramer and Larry Hagman in this frame.
Please, let's just make that canon. Okay.
You add a dollar for shipping to Zinbar Inc. That sounds so legit. Don't worry. Send your soul to Zinbar Inc. in Woodstock, New York. Oh my gosh.
Zinbar Inc. is now a generated AI brand on Amazon for sure that's trying to sell you like closet organizers.
Be careful turning the page because here on page 80, coming at you on the phone, Vanilla Ice. Sassy girls, you know how much you wanted to call the Vanilla Ice hotline and hear secrets in his own voice. Nobody's hotter than the Iceman. And everyone wants to know his thoughts and secrets. He'll give you the whole quote. Straight up, find out how the Iceman is living with a little apostrophe, where he's touring with a G, and what he wants only you to know. You can also send in your own personal message. There's a different cold kicking apostrophe message every day. What you hear is strictly between you and the Iceman. Oh. So check it out. Ice Age is here and vanilla is flowing smooth on your phone. Callers under 18, get your parents' permission before calling. Call costs $2 a minute, maximum call 2 minutes, starting April 5th, 1991.
So you call as many times as you want.
Buy Phone Programs USA. AT&T is not a sponsor. And I was like, that's an interesting addition that AT&T was like, just keep us out of it.
I'm glad that you read this properly, that he's living and he's also touring because
he's touring.
Living and kicking, that's when it's ice time. Touring is serious business, and we're going to use the proper term.
But proper, that's MC Hammer.
That's right.
Just not to confuse people.
I also like that it's vanilla is flowing smooth. Vanilla doesn't flow. It's a bean. You mean vanilla extract is flowing smooth on your phone?
The Ice Age is here, and vanilla bean never been better. Thank you.
Yep. You nailed it.
Nailed it.
This next page has a terrible drawing. This illustration makes me uncomfortable, and it's for a thing I did not remember, which are the Pro Set Super Cards they tried to sell us on of what if we had trading cards for bands and singers? And it says, this beats stamp collecting, dudes. And then it's that script that they thought made us, you know, like they were really chatting with us. So if you're ready to rock, try Pro Set Superstars Music Cards, the only music cards with your favorite pop, rap, metal, and Hall of Fame heroes.
Music cards or music cards?
Music
cards. I think they may be music cards.
Yeah, music cards. Music cards.
Yeah. And then you can get a free poster pack of Pro Set Superstars Music Cards and a copy of the Pro Set Gazette for $3, postage and handling. So this thing was in Dallas.
Who do we have here? I see MC Hammer because I can tell it's proper.
I think that's Lita Ford.
Lita Ford, okay.
And then I think that's Jackson. Janet Jackson in the back. Mm-hmm.
Right. It also, you can see it says Janet.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Words.
Words. I found a website where someone is going through his entire collection on a blog. And these things were like, they really thought this was going to take off, but it did not take off. And then they had like some controversy about one of them, some of them being printed all wrong, but they were normally doing like wrestling and sports teams for these cards. And then they thought, what if kids were super into trading cards?
I'm pretty sure this is an illustration by Philip Burke. All of the sort of caricatures of the various artists that they were talking about in Rolling Stone magazine, for example. Mm-hmm. So it's either him or someone ripping him off. Yeah. And I hope he made a lot of money for this ad, even though Pam doesn't like it.
Listen, caricatures make me uncomfortable in an R. Crumb way.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's all that's going on here. Like, this is not a dude. I shouldn't be in his room. Like, look at him. I shouldn't be in this room. His bed's disgusting. He's trying to offer me some cards. He does have shoes on and a skateboard in his room. Like, I don't, this kid is selling, those are drugs. First thing I would ask is, in the music cards, do I lick them? Are they drugs?
Is that supposed to be his bed in the corner?
I think so,
okay, what's on the bed, do you think? Because it looks like it might be some viscera from inside your body.
This is why I'm uncomfortable. Yeah. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. This is why I make our bed every day, so this that it
my
doesn't
girlfriend
look like
intestines.
That.
Just keep turning pages, because now on 82, we have a guide, two guys. That's the number two. So don't try to understand. This is a guide, two guys, like two girls, one cup. Yeah. Who is your ideal guy? Find out who your perfect date would be with this call. How do you tell if a guy really likes you? Don't miss out. Call and find out. How good are you at kissing a guy? Find out if you've cool kisses now.
What?
Mm-hmm. Find out if you've cool kisses now. Cool spelled with a K. I don't know how they're going to test you for this on a 900 number. And how do you get that guy you want? Find out how you get a guy to like you. Everything you want to know but have never dared to ask costs 99 cents a minute. If you're under 13, ooh, please ask your parents before you call. These are four different 900 numbers.
For these four specific questions.
So if you want, find out if you've cool kisses, 1-900-535-5555.
What I don't understand is why is there's two lesbians at the top of this ad?
That's right. Mm-hmm. These are two ladies in love.
Yep.
Maybe it's a guide to the guys. That's what the other two is for.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. All I know
you've
is
cool kisses now, Pam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've really cool kissed it.
Is written in the style of a letter to Anne B., who is out on mat leave. There's a little picture inset with our first sassy baby.
Next to an answering machine.
Next to an answering
taking
machine.
Taking his calls.
Yep.
Baby.
Can you write down my messages for me? Then there's this whole thing about in the PS, a very surprising number of readers seem to think I, Jane, lied about getting a nose ring and want visual proof. Well, after wasting two rolls of Polaroids, tragic, just to find that it doesn't really show up in pictures, Neil and I thought of substituting his earring, which is bigger, but he wasn't wearing it that day. So I colored the silver nose ring black with a magic marker. And when it still wasn't visible, Neil got frustrated and scratched it onto the photo you see here. What we go through just to tell the truth. That's not the truth. You are faking the news. Rah, 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 rah. I'm Will McAvoy from the newsroom yelling at you for violating journalistic standards. It does look cute. I mean, I assume this approximates what the nose ring looks like. It suits her, I think.
Further down on the masthead, it says that Amy Turner is the current art goddess. So I screenshot that and sent it over to her too mm-hmm. early in the morning. And she was like, I should probably put that back on my CV.
Yep. Next time, it's the 1991 Slumber Party. We'll be sharing our results from the latest quiz. Are you a big fat boar? You can take this quiz now, too, unless you're boring. It's in this episode's visual aids, so call us about that or anything else that's on your mind. For my plug this week, for no particular reason, I just want to remind everyone it is important if you value independent media to support it. You should support your local newspaper, unless they're owned by a big conglomerate, I guess. Seek out independent sources of news and other
what
people
about the
that
guy
are
in your neighborhood that does the really weird conspiracy newsletter every month?
I mean, throw him a buck.
Throw him
you
a bone. I agree. Good for him. He knows where milk comes from.
Not hurting anyone. He's probably hurting people.
I didn't know that about milk.
Speaking of big fat things, it's Fat Bear Week. Now, this, if you're a supporter of Listen to Sassy, you will get this on time, in time, to vote for your favorite fat bear this week at explore.org/Fat Bear Week. If you're getting it in the normal drop, just set your calendars for next year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's Fat Bear Week. Get in on it.
I haven't looked at the page yet, but if there's a bear called Cody Yak, I'm voting for him. All right, you can support this podcast. It's $5 a month. Get stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can also call us. Our hotline is 720-SASSY. Go leave us a voicemail about the show or the magazine, and we may play it on a future episode. You can find out more information about the podcast, links to those visual aids. Go save that soul from 1991. It's not too late. And contact info for all of us at listentosassy.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.